high pressure meeting should be coming down there. Okay, I'm a consumer here. I got my rights. I said, honey, listen, you make a reservation for Saturday just to get the whole damn game. I was supposed to meet for Saturday. I didn't ring my house again. Saturday comes a girl down there parking the parking lot, sitting in that parking lot all day watching. Going out, getting out, getting out. Well, I'm going out. Going out first goes to a $9 day jitter joint, you know? Look at Rafa Hodge going in there. They look like Yandon. Look at the corner's going there. Look at the Rafa Hodge. You can tell, look at it. They in the book, we are not. I'm not agnostic. I know God real well. Did you read that chapter? But I want you to just read chapter 3 and chapter 5. You can read that in life. It won't take that long to do it. You know, really long. But I say, God calls up and takes me to another meeting. There he is, has calling me on the phone, taking me to a meeting. I don't really want to go. But he doesn't ask. He just has to take care for 20 minutes and puts me on the phone. I'm not going. How does he know I'm going to go? No, I'm not going to. I wasn't asking. I'm not going to go tonight. We're laughing. I'm not going to go tonight. No, wait a minute.
Oh, boy, that's all.
He's the only time to me in there. If I don't go, so God got my back. I got to go. I got to go to
hell. I got
to
go to
hell. Interesting thing happened. Now, the only change in my life is I'm going to meet it every single day. It's only change. I have a sponsor and I'm working. That's the only change is I'm meeting every day. And a fascinating thing happened. I not only feel better, but I feel good. And I have felt those two things at the same time in years. And all of a sudden, sobriety started putting on flesh and bones. And I started meeting other guys. And I started hanging out in a group during the day, drinking coffee with dog, getting ready to go to meetings at night. And it was exciting and fun, you know? I'm down at your group next Thursday. It was New Year's Eve. I'm going to my men's bag meeting Thursday night, New Year's Eve. My inner group, the phone is inner group. I grabbed the phone. Young kid named Glenn. When I was 17 years old, my father said, sober New Year's Eve. I said, why? I mean, damn, Glenn, you're 17. It's New Year's Eve, you know? Don't worry, we're here tomorrow. We're here tomorrow. It's a big day for us. Big day for us tomorrow. God grabbed that phone away from me, you know. That's why Pastor Lewis sent to Austin. Must have 6 months or more to answer the phone. You put a big sign up. Must have 6 months to answer the phone. An arrow pointing down. So Don talks to me for a while. I don't know what he said. Gave me his phone number. Not giving my phone number. Next day, Don calls me up. Says, hey, Glenn, I stayed sober last night. I want to go to a meeting today. I went, great, close to so Don comes and gets me. We go get Glenn. Hey, Glenn, I said, I'm excited. My first call, I'm going to watch Don prepare Glenn for AA. Don's just driving the car. He's not preparing Glenn for AA. Hell, I got to do it all. I just got to do it all. So I start telling Glenn all about it. Glenn, you're going to love this. You get women in your first meeting. I didn't know there was